Progressive Learning Episode 1, Your First Steps. Before beginning your network building journey, you must understand that your connector is the fast way to meet relevant others. Your connector or your connector's connector know many people in the CC, and once they get to know and trust you, they can help you meet people who may be potentially great business partners for you. You can quickly gain the trust of your connector and others in the CC by building your own team. This helps everyone in the CC as the people you introduce are likely to be great contacts for others in the CC. Another way of rapidly building trust is to advocate for others you know, like, and trust. As you earn trust, others in the CC will reciprocate and advocate for you to relevant others they know. As you build your network, it is crucial to keep in mind that you are looking for people you would like as part of your team. You are not looking for customers or customers for the Connect Collaborative. You are looking for others who see the value of building a team of team-building advocates and are willing to put in a consistent effort to do so. You are looking for like-minded people. They like helping others and believe in building trust-based relationships. Like you, they believe in the power of proactive advocacy. When you onboard such people, a great way to build trust is by helping them work through our progressive learning steps and helping them meet relevant others. Initially, your connector, or their connector, will usually help you onboard your first few team members using the progressive learning steps. Make it easy for your connector to work with you just as you will want those you are onboarding to make it easy for you. One of the best ways to do this is by reading ahead in the progressive learning steps and respecting their time. Value your connector's time because you may only have weekly access to them for 4 to 6 weeks. After this, typically, you will have great catch-ups with your connector, especially if you formed a great trust-based partnership. However, these catch-ups could be every fortnight or every month. One of your main goals is to build a great relationship with your connector. Similarly, you will want to build great relationships with the people in your team. Suppose, for any reason, your connector is unavailable. In that case, the progressive learning you are currently working through will enable you to get going on your own. Also, in consultation with your connector or your connector's connector, or worst case by contacting admin@connectcollaborative.com, it may work for you to be temporarily helped by another experienced person with the onboarding process. During your 4 to 6 weeks onboarding period, use the mind map and each onboarding session with your connector as a way of rapidly learning the fundamentals so you can get on with other more exciting aspects of building your team and interacting with others in the CC. An excellent simple fundamental question to ask yourself is, where do all the great people in the CC come from? It should be obvious that the people come from those you and others building their networks invite to check out the CC. Apart from contributing to the CC as a whole, it is vital to understand the value of building your own team. A great team effort accomplishes the most extraordinary things. In general, you will be much closer to your own team than to others building their teams in the CC. When you build your own team, you control your own destiny. The larger your personal team, the more people you will have deliberately advocating for you. Initially, start thinking about others you know who would love to be a part of the tremendous network building community that is the Connect Collaborative. Then it's time to start searching for other like-minded collaborative people using LinkedIn. Through your connector, our workshops and other great resources, you will learn how to quickly find people that will be a great part of your team. When you first start your network building journey, we recommend you go through the following steps with your connector as soon as possible. Step 1, familiarize yourself with the Progressive Learning Mind Map, which is accessible from the Activity column of the Builder's menu. Step 2, create an activity workbook. Step 3, put a recurring entry in your calendar to remind you of the time and the Zoom link for the workshop you will be attending each week. Step 4, learn how to work best with your connector. Step 5, understand the network building process. Step 6, gain an overview of the options available in the Builder's menu. Step 7, learn the best way to find what you are looking for. Step 8, gain an overview of the homework we suggest you progressively work your way through. First, let's briefly discuss the mind map. We use the Kaggle mind mapping tool extensively. Kaggle is a great way to help you visualize everything on one page with links to other pages for more detail. As such, we recommend you learn how to move your way around a mind map using the zoom feature and using your mouse to move the canvas. This is very easy to do and will soon become second nature. There is a shape called, How to Operate This Mind Map on Every Mind Map. We highly recommend you click this shape to learn how to use the mind maps. Don't try the if all else fails, I'll read the instructions approach. It will only take you a few minutes, and it will be time well spent. Okay, now let's work our way through your activity workbook. We'll explain how to create your activity workbook in a moment, but first, Let's go through what your activity workbook contains. Your activity workbook is a Google workbook that you can use to record your progress and make notes about the following aspects of your network building activity. The first sheet in this workbook is appropriately named, Where Did We Get Up To? This sheet displays your progress through the steps in the Progressive Learning series. You have the option of choosing all steps, steps that you have completed, steps that have yet to be completed, steps that are in progress. You also can choose whether you want to see these steps in ascending or descending order. Your connector may be helping several people in their team as well as you, and it's helpful for them to know where you got up to in your last weekly session. One way to achieve this is to list all items with a status of done in descending order. That will show your connector the last step you have completed. The following 9 sheets are named PL1 to PL9. These sheets allow you to tick off your progress as you complete each step. Each of these sheets has the following columns. Column A is called Progressive Learning Item. All the steps for each session are listed in column A and a link to click for more information. Each of these steps corresponds to a step in the mind map. Column B allows you to select one of the following statuses. To be done. In progress. Done. Column C allows you to make notes or leave questions for your connector. The next sheet is called Questions for My Connector. This sheet is a simple scratch pad to note any questions you may have for your connector. You can use this sheet any way you like. For example, you could add a column for status, done, in progress, completed. You could also simply delete rows as each question gets answered. The next sheet is called Who Do I Know? This sheet contains the following self-explanatory columns. First name. Last name. Comments. You can also add extra columns for other details such as phone number, email address, LinkedIn profile. The next sheet is called My Searches. A big part of building a great network is filtering for like-minded people on LinkedIn. This is achieved using searches incorporating the Boolean operators and, or, and not. We provide great workshops and other resources to help you understand and develop great LinkedIn searches. The My Searches sheet contains some quick tips about Boolean searches. However, its primary purpose is to provide a place to save your past searches and use them as a basis for continual refinement. The next sheet is called My Advocacy. This sheet has the following self-explanatory columns. Who can I advocate for? Who advocated for me? Details/comments to whom? Date actioned. In many cases, it may be helpful to hyperlink names in the column titled Who Can I Advocate For to their CC profile. The next sheet is called My Team. When you have developed a team of 5 current CC members, of which you have personally introduced a minimum of 3, you are recognized for achieving Core 5. Among other benefits, you will then be sent a link that continually tracks the growth of your team with all relevant details. Before you achieve Core 5, the My Team sheet allows you to manually enter the details of each of your team members with details such as name, date joined, a link to their activity sheet and so on. Okay, how do you create an activity workbook? Creating an activity workbook is best done together with your connector. However, it is a straightforward process. Step 1. Locate Session 1 in the Start Here mind map. This is called your first steps. Step 2, at the top of Session 1, you will see to create an activity workbook, click here highlighted in yellow. Step 3, click the link you identified in Step 2. The system will then ask if you want to create a template of our standard activity workbook. Follow the prompts, and the system will create a workbook and save it to your Google Drive. Step 4, change Bob Builder in the heading of the workbook to your name. Step 5, save the URL of your workbook for easy future access. This is simply a matter of clicking the second yellow link called Save, Change or Access Your Activity Sheet. Step 6, share your activity sheet with your connector.